pass. The first order of business is Senate Resolution Number 83, related to conducting business during the interim between sessions. Any questions? Senator Metzen moves Senate Resolution Number 83.
Mr. Chairman.
Discussion. Senator Newman.
Are we, I'm trying to catch up here. Are we on the resolution regarding the mileage yet?
No.
Which resolution are we on?
83. That's it. Yeah, you got it.
This is consistent with what we've done in the past. It's the same. Any other discussion on Senate on the Metzen motion to adopt Senate Resolution Number 83? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Contrary, no. Motion prevails. Second order is the concurrent resolution. We have a draft, the concurrent resolution 50, and there's one correction on line 1.6 and 1.7. It should say February 25, not February 24.
Even better.
This one.
Senator Cohen.
Mr. Chairman, just a quick question. Why February 25 as opposed to my preference of like March 15th?
I'll second that.
Senator Cohen, the House wanted to come in on January 14th. How would that have been, Senator Cohen?
That would have been sad.
We had this discussion with the House, and they thought if we could come in a week before the February forecast comes in, people would be in town here when the forecast happens, and seemed to make sense. January 14th didn't seem to make sense to the Senate, though.
That's what everybody says when saying get away every day.
That's great.
So Senator Metzen moves adoption of the Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 50 as corrected. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. The motion prevails. Resolution is adopted. Now we have the interim per diem mileage lodging and travel expense memo dated May 18th in front of us. Discussion? Senator Newman.
I don't have that. Do you have that? Here it is.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only question I have is on mileage at the IRS reimbursement rate of 56.5. And my question is that, you know, we don't know what gas prices are going to do. I mean, there's some talk of it going up to like $5 a gallon, and it won't make as much difference to me as it would be to say Senator Stumpf. But is there any kind of a automatic adjustment in this in the event gas prices really go up? In other words, could we do it so that we automatically adjust to the IRS rate, for instance?
Ms. Lunzer, what have we done in the past relative to the IRS changing the rate?
Mr. Chairman, members, I'll introduce myself for the sake of the tape. Eileen Lunzer, Fiscal Services. Senator Newman, in the past, we've always gone with the IRS rate, as the House has in other agencies. It has fluctuated as high back in 2008 to 58.5 cents. So we've just gone with what the IRS rate has been set at. I do see another increase coming.
So, Ms. Lunzer, would it be fair to say that what we're really adopting is the IRS rate, not the cents per mile, that the rate that somebody would be paid is the IRS rate at the time the travel is?
Most definitely.
Happens.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair. Senator Lemire.
Mr. Chair, this is of this discussion. Are we only talking about interim expenses? I raise that. Is that I know I've had a number of private discussions with other members.
Just stop it here.
I think sometime before the next session, I would like us to consider whether or not we should have reimbursement for mileage for legislators during the legislative session. Oftentimes, that's the busiest time of legislative information. We're requested to go to lots of meetings. I take, for example, I have one school district that their headquarters are outside of my borderline. This spring, I had to drive to Elk River. It's a 40-mile round trip from my home, and it's certainly official legislative business when I'm talking to individuals about the school budgets of that year, and they don't talk to you. You know, it's not a concern until we get into legislative session. Those of us in the metropolitan area oftentimes drive down to the government center in downtown Minneapolis to visit with Hennepin County officials. These are prohibited from being recognized for mileage during the legislative session, but when it's in during the interim, we can be recognized for it. And I'm sure outstate people certainly even have even more mileage to travel as they have to visit from county to county. And I don't understand why we have a prohibition on that, but during off time, we can recognize those expenses. So I think it's something to consider between now and the next legislative session.
Senator Limmer, I think you've got a good point. I know there was one occasion during the session that I had to make a trip up to International Falls in my district on a Friday to meet with the county board. And for me, it was a 200-mile round trip. So I think, you know, based on the Star Tribune editorial that was written on legislative pay and other compensation and reimbursements, I looked at that and I had a conversation with my staff about the idea that maybe we should set up kind of a compensation subcommittee of rules to talk about is our per diem system. I think what they said is some people probably receive too much, some probably don't receive enough. Maybe some kind of a subcommittee of rules to look at the compensation package outside of the salary might be something I think we could talk about, Senator Limmer. I think it's an issue that probably hasn't been revisited for a long, long time.
Well, I certainly would volunteer for participation in that.
We'll give that some thought here over the interim. Senator Gazelka.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since we're on this subject, the apartment, $1,200 per month, I'm just wondering I guess this would be an answer for you. Do you see that most people that have to rent an apartment, what they have to pay with all expenses is below that number? Or I'm just wondering where we're at on that, how that compares to what they're actually paying.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Gazelka, we are seeing rents are high here in the Twin Cities. We have about 28 members who choose to have leases in the Senate Fiscal Services. They run about $1,000. We're looking at about $1,000, and certainly with the utilities that are put on top of that, your gas, your electric, your trash hauling, so it does come to about $1,200.
Okay, so Mr. Chair, to the Speaker, so that still seems to be an appropriate dollar amount. I don't think that's changed either in a while.
Senator Gazelka, I do think that's something also that could be considered. I think it's been $1,200 since I came over here 11 years ago. I don't remember that we changed it. They changed it about the time I came over to the Senate.
It's
2007. Oh, we did change it. I missed it. In 2007, it went from $900 to $1,200.
Okay.
But I do think that something could be reviewed. With a recovering economy, I expect you'll see rent prices probably recover also. I would think they're probably going to go up, not down. So that certainly would be part of that compensation consideration, I think. Senator Limmer?
At least in the Twin Cities, my familiarity with it is that I'm not sure if it's going to come down anytime soon. There is still a shortage of rental properties out there. You can see new construction going up, trying to catch up to that market demand. But that's only in isolated areas of the Twin Cities, and we're talking of a Twin City rental market. I just don't think that rental rate is going to come down. If anything, it's still going to go up.
Probably should have bought the Kelly Inn when it was for sale a long time ago. Probably saved a lot of money and turn it into a legislative
dorm
residence building. Senator Hand, did you have something?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, just a question about the on page 2, the out-of-state travel. Is this a change? I know I seem to recall we had a for a while we were limiting out-of-state travel, and just this seems like it represents a change, and wondering if you could acknowledge if it is a change in what kind of a budgetary accommodation we've got in the budget to deal with this projected expense.
Well, Senator Limmer, there was previously an out-of-state travel ban. The Senate budget was in pretty difficult situation. The State Government Finance Bill this year is going to make a significant improvement in the Senate budget. My hope is that we can authorize some travel for people that serve on committees for NCSL or committees for CSG, and we can get maybe a little more active in participating in those two organizations.
Yeah, we can do that.
But outside of kind of the conferences where the legislature is members, I don't expect there's going to be travel.
Chairman.
Senator Metzen.
Not a big deal, but I think on that mileage, why don't we just stop after the word reimbursement level and not say 56.5 as of this date, and then on the second page where it says constituent service mileage, that also says 56.5. Just take that out. Whatever the level is, that's what it is. Right.
Lonzer, have we ever done that before?
Mr. Chairman.
Doesn't make too much sense.
Senator Metzen.
Okay.
No, we've never done that before. And this is helpful for us and also for staff people to have this in front of them to know the mileage rate. And certainly for our audit team that comes in, so we give a clean copy of exactly what our members get for reimbursement.
Senator Metz, it doesn't sound like your idea is very good.
Let's take a vote on that. Leroy likes it.
I think we all know the intent. And there is probably a little better transparency with the public by having a number in there.
All right. First time I've been wrong.
Any other questions on the interim per diem mileage, lodging, and travel memo dated May 18th? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Entry no. Motion prevails.
I never win on any of these things, do I?
Welcome to the club.
I think this is this is our last Rules Committee meeting of the session, I expect. But I do hope I'll talk with Senator Hahn about trying to find a date where we can meet in June. My hope is that we're able to provide some salary increases, some compensation adjustments to our staff that work at the Senate effective July 1st, but this committee would have to meet to ratify those changes. So, and I think providing we'll take a look at where we're at with the Senate budget, and if we can do some things like maybe restore the deferred compensation match that we had to suspend for a period of time, I think it would be nice if we've had employees without a raise for 5 years. If we could do something more for them, I think would be helpful. So, Senator Hahn, I'll be in touch with you to try to get a date and sometime relatively early June, I suppose, so that fiscal has a chance to update the computer program so that on July 1st we can get it done and not have to be back paying people. Senator Stump?
This isn't as immediate, but hopefully in the interim we'll be doing some traveling in the state to examine and look at future bonding projects. Would be an expense before next session.
The committee was probably, and we didn't ask committee chairs to put together a budget for their committee based on how many committee hearings they think they might have, but clearly the bonding committee is going to spend more on mileage and per diem over the interim than anybody else, and they traditionally have kind of divided the state into four or five tours where they look at projects and areas, so those people that are on the bonding committee and Senator Stump, we just expect we're going to see per diem signed off by the chair of the committee and the chair of rules for that purpose. Based on what I saw yesterday over in the House, I suspect next year we're probably going to have a relatively large bonding bill, so there'll be a lot of projects to look at. And Senator Newman.
Chairman, and to just follow up on what Senator Stump indicated, I had a conversation with Senator Stump the other day, and indicated to him that I would really like to take a look at some of these projects that are being discussed. And so I would I would echo Senator Stump's observations. Yeah,
seeing is believing. I generally have joined the bonding committee when they've been up in my part of the state, and it really is helpful to have seen the projects and seen what, you know, it looks a lot different in bill form than it does on the ground. So I would encourage members of the bonding committee to participate in the bonding tours, absolutely. I hope we have some project in the Northeast for you to look at, Senator Stump. I'm not sure.
I don't see anything on the list up there.
Oh, I can I can think of one project where up in the mines up where they want to move the rotor.
There is a state park I would like
to bond. I haven't seen the new park.
Oh, yeah.
There is a state park, the New Vermilion State Park, that really the committee should see. It's going to be the department has a magnificent master plan for what's going to happen. There is going to be one of the crown jewels in the Midwest, I believe, once it's fully developed.
You should see it by water, too, not just on land.
Senator Stevens said we should see it by water, so I suspect maybe we can work something out with the DNR to make sure that that happens, Senator Stump, do you think?
Oh, I'm sure. We'll do that.
Do it early in the fall. It's still nice weather.
Well, they generally do that in the fall so they can see the leaves. At least the previous committee administrator to the committee liked to do it in the fall so they can kind of enjoy the leaf watching season.
Mr. Chair, we have such a bleak landscape in Maple Grove, we might want to consider something.
We have our very newest Senate hire in the building. I believe she started on May 10th. 13? May 13? Our new human resource director. Dee, why don't you come up the table so we can grill you a little bit?
Yeah.
people are going to want to ask where you grew up and what you've been doing and how many kids you have. And
oh, great. Well, I wasn't prepared.
We'd like to get, would like to get to know you a little bit.
Okay,
and welcome to the State Senate.
Thank you.
Dee Dee Larson is the new human resources director. We went through an extensive interview process. She went through multiple interviews with the staff, the Secretary of the Senate, and other staff and members. I think Senator Gazelko participated, Senator Hamm, Senator Pappas, and myself. And Didi's the one that came out on top in that process. So, Didi, you want to tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure. I've been in human resources for over 20 years in the private sector. I started my human resources career as a staffing rep assistant for all clerical hires in North America at Northwest Airlines. And then through my career, I've worked for very large companies and smaller private industries with about 300 people up to thousands when I worked for Best Buy. And really where my specialty is coming into where it has been, is coming into companies that haven't had an HR function, and they're looking for somebody to come in and establish that function within their company. So taking an HR audit of where they're at, which is usually really, they have nothing really in place, and then building the bench from there, which, you know, can take a couple years. But really it's just about helping companies do their business well by supporting their human or their employee base and their staff, and letting them know that they're valued and they're cared about, so they come to work every day and do their best work, which helps the people heading the company to be successful as well.
Any questions?
And we want to hear about your children and where you live, and are you a constituent?
There's the first question. We want to know if you're a constituent of Senator Cohen. Seems like half the people working around this building.
Oh.
And he still gets elected.
a little personal information, if that's not too intrusive.
No, not at all. I am a single mom of four boys. My oldest is 21, my middle son is 19, and my twins are 18. I've got two in college. One's pursuing his law enforcement degree. Another one doesn't know what he wants to do. And I have two, and he's at UMD, and I have two that will be attending UMD next year. And they're all lacrosse players and or coaches. So that's where I was last evening in the Dew, watching my sons once again, unfortunately, lose to Jefferson. So yeah, it was fun. But other than that, I went to school at the University or Regis University in Denver, Colorado. I did attend a law school at William Mitchell, and From there, I've continued a human resources career.
So, Mr. Chairman, anyone who can raise four boys can handle the Senate. Well, thank you.
Senator Gazelka.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment, too. Dee Dee, I think you were open with us about a lot of things. The only thing she didn't say, which I love, is whether she was a Democrat or Republican. It was, and what's cool about that is Dee Dee, you were on the top of everyone's list. So,
well, thank you very much.
So we're setting the bar super high for you, and we expect you to go higher.
Well, that's my intent. I aim to achieve high, and hopefully I'll be successful for all of you. I've been doing meet and greets all week. I have walked more than I think I have in the last 10 years. So that's a start of our health and wellness program.
Any other questions? Dee Dee, welcome to the Senate.
Thank you very much.
I did misspeak. Our counsel tells me that we do have the revisers bill, the technical corrections bill in this committee. So we'll wait for an update so we get the final version of that. So we will have to have one more Rules Committee hearing Monday, likely, just to deal with the revisers bill. Senator Limmer?
Mr. Chair, I'm a co-author with Senator Latz on that bill. We've only had one correction come to me, and with so little time left, we may want to make an announcement to remind members if they have any changes to get them to us right away.
Okay.
So does that mean we'll have another Rules Committee before?
Well, likely on Monday, I guess. We just would like to wait and make sure the revisers don't have something more that comes in, I think. So we'll probably get together briefly on Monday sometime to do that. Any questions? Senator Hand.
Mr. Chair, and I just want to make a mention of this. This is probably, I think, the appropriate place in Rules Committee, but a number of my members have asked me about the use of the retiring room for caucus meetings, and I know both caucuses have done that, and I believe that's probably not within our rules to do that, and I think it does put a burden on the other caucus because that is the place where senators go, and I just would like to ask both of our caucuses to try to respect that use of the retiring room, and I know we've got just a couple of days left, but I know we sometimes have to break and meet, but if we could try to find other places to meet, I think members would respect that.